Immigration reform legislation will be introduced.
Of 8 U.S. senators
in the nation provide a path to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants.
Citizenship should transcend pieces of paper.
Хосе Антоніо Варгас – журналіст, режиссер ва іммігрантлар хуқуқ ҳимоячиси. Уч йил олдин New York Times газетасида эълон қилган мақоласида Варгас ҳужжатсиз муҳожир эканини тан олган эди. Time журналининг муқовасида чиққан мухбир ҳуқуқий мақоми бош ориқ эканини, ҳаётини оғирлаштирганини эътироф этади.
I had a lot of survivor, a kind of almost like survivor guilt.
Hujjati yo'q odamning vahimasi unga juda tanish. Minglab odamlar mamlakatdan haydaladi. Ularni ko'rib Vargasning vijdoni qiynaladi. Huquq himoyachisi Angela Kelly fikricha, Vargas oraga tushib immigratsion muammoga e'tiborni oshirishi aniq.
Jose Antonio Vargas is turbocharging this debate like no one ever could imagine, right? So you have
Jose Antonio Vargas dedi, muhokamani juda qizdirib yubordi. 12 yoshida Qo'shma Shtatlarga kelgan. Onasi uni samolyotga o'tkazib, buvi va bobosi bilan yashashi uchun Amerikaga jo'natgan. Chunki vatani Filippinda iste'dodli bu bola uchun imkoniyatlar yo'q ekanini bilgan ona. Vargas o'qigan, ingliz tilini o'rgangan. 16 yoshida haydovchilik guvohnomasini olishga borsa, rasmiylardan rad javobini olgan. Chunki qarasaki, hujjati yo'q muhojir ekan.
He was 16 years old to get his driver's license and he realizes because he's told by DMV you're here illegally.
Jose Antonio Vargas Washington Post gazetasida muxbir bo'lib ishladi. 2008-yilda Virginia Texnologiya universitetida ro'y bergan qatlomni yoritib, nufuzli Pulitzer mukofotini oldi. Lekin hujjatsiz ekanini yashirish tobora qiyin bo'lib borar edi.
The first thing she said on the phone call wasn't congratulations. The first thing she said on the phone call was "Anong mangyayari kung wala mang tao," which means what's going to happen when people find out.
Buvim bilan telefonda gaplashsam dedi Jose Antonio Vargas, mukofot bilan tabriklash o'rniga birinchi bergan savoli, odamlar hujjating yo'q ekanini bilsa nima bo'ladi? Bo'ldi. Qaysidir payt ishxonamning hojatxonasiga kirib, alamimdan yig'lab yuborganim esimda, chunki nima qilarimni bilmas edim. Qayerga borib, dardimni aytishimni bilmas edim, dedi Vargas.
I didn't know what to do.
Biroq 2013-yilda New York Times jurnalida chop etgan izhori uni olamga tanitdi.
Once there's 1 minute left, it'll turn yellow, just so that you know.
Jurnalist 2013-yilda Amerika Senati Adliya Qo'mitasida tarixini so'zlab berdi.
Thank you, Chairman Lee, Ranking Member Grassley, and distinguished members of this committee. Ultimately, it took me 12 years to come out as an undocumented American.
Janob Lehi, qo'mita vakillari, e'tiboringiz uchun rahmat. Aytish kerak, hujjati yo'q muhojir ekanimni oshkora tan olishimga 12 yil vaqt ketdi, degan edi u. Bunga jasorat qilish oson emas. Oxirgi yillarda nolegal ekanini aytib chiqayotgan yoshlar tobora ko'payib boryapti. Biz bilgan Amerika haqida haqiqatni aytyapmiz. Fuqaro bo'lishni orzu qilib yashaymiz, toki Amerika jamiyatining to'laqonli a'zosi bo'la olaylik, deydi jurnalist.
So we can actively participate in our American democracy.
Jamoatchilik oldida so'zlaganida u odatda erkinlik kuychisi Martin Luther Kingdan iqtibos keltiradi.
Strident clamor is not the bad people but the appalling silence of the good people.
Bu og'ir murakkab damlarda tarixning yodida qoladigan narsa yomon odamlar emas, balki sukut saqlagan yaxshi insonlar. Yaxshi odamlar ortiq jim o'tirishi mumkin emas, tarixning haqli tomoniga turing, deydi u.
We need them to be on the right side of history, especially on this one.
Jose Antonio Vargas nazarida immigratsiya masalasi zamonamizning fuqaroviy, inson huquqlariga oid muammosidir. Kurashni davom ettirish uchun u Define American, Men ham amerikalik nomli tashkilotga asos soldi. Washingtondan Beth Mendelson, Nasiba Tohir, Amerika ovoz radiosi.